ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Erechin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Aryeh Chanoich Ben Reisel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reisel.
Ruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be Ezra Hashem be Masechta Erechin Daf Yud Aleph. And we'll start that this that the Gemara attempts to be Masber, the Machlekes in the Mishnah earlier on Daf Yud, as to whether the ones who played the clay shiur were Avdei Kehanim, or Mishpachas Miyuchas Shev Yisrael, or the Levim, that it's mitli toli in the Machlekes if Iker Shira is Bepeh, or Iker Shira is Bekli. If you hold Iker Shira is Bekli, Avada, the ones that have to play the Klei Shir are the Levim. And if you hold Iker Shira is Bepeh, the Gemara holds in the Havamina, Imkein Be'emes, anybody could play the Klei Shir. There's no Din Zaris whatsoever, even Avadim could play the Klei Shir. And the Gemara Maskana comes out that everybody could hold Iker Shira is Bepet. Nevertheless, because of a Gzeira of Malin Miduchin, Leyuchsin, or Lamaisris, therefore the different Tanoim hold that it's important that even the ones that are playing the Klei Shir should be a Kapanim, either Mashpachas Miyuchas Shev Yisrael or Levium. Now in the Iker Machlekes, if Iker Shira is Bepet or Iker Shira is Bekli, the Gemara Masech Desukah Daf Nun Aleph is Masber, what's the Makar to this Machlekes? The Gemara says, "V'zeh Lashon, my time of the Manda Omar Iker Shira Bekli." What's pshat in that Manda Omar? So the Gemara brings a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, "Hayemir Chizkiyo lahala sa'ila lamizbeach, ube'es heichel ha'ila heichel Shira Hashem v'achat soitris v'ayidei klei David Melech Yisrael." So you see that the Shira Hashem happened through the chatzaitris and the klei David Melech Yisrael, the klei shir. The Gemara goes weiter. My time of the Manda Omar Iker Shira is Bepeh. The Chsiv is a different pasuk, also in Divrei Yomim. Vayhi ke'echad l'machatzitzrim v'l'mashayrim l'ashmiya koil echad. Zok Rashi, v'ocha le'ksiv kelim. So here it's mashma that the mashayrim was through the peh. In fact, the Gemara kasha v'idach nami ha'ksiv v'yemer chizkiyo. What does the Manda Omar Iker Shira Bepeh do with the first pasuk that says v'yemer chizkiyo and talks about klei David Melech Yisrael? And for the Gemara, lebesume kala. The purpose of the klei shir is not that that's the ikar shira, but rather it's just to give a sweetness, an accompaniment to the ikar shira, which was bepeh. The Gemara asks, "Vakarit idach nami yaksiv vahike echad lamachatzim alamashayrim." And for the Gemara, hachiko amar mashayrim dumi demachatzim, ma machatzim bekli af mashayrim bekli. That mashayrim is actually bekli and not bepeh. The Kapanim comes out that there's a machlekes if Iker Shir Bepeh or Iker Shir is Bekli. But even the Manda Moro holds Iker Shir is Bepeh definitely is maskim that there was a Shir Bekli too. Just that wasn't the Iker Shira, that was just the Besumi Kala. Now what about the Manda Moro holds Iker Shira Bekli? So the emes is it's Mashma Mafurish and Rashi, Mesech Tasukat of Nunam Adbeis, but if you're maskal Iker Shira, that according to that Manda Omar, the Iker Shira was also Bekli. But Avada, the Iker Shira was Bepeh as well. The Lashon of Rashi over there is Iker Hashir Einoi Ella Imkein Cholil Maka Im Hashir V'chein Kinaris V'navalim. Iker Hashir is only in the Skyim if together with the Shir there are Cholalim Kinaris Navalim Klei Shir. But Mashma Vada, even according to that Manda Omar, the Iker Shira is Avad in the Skyim Bepeh, just in the Skyim Bepeh Ubekli. As always, Mashma Be'emes and Arasugit, because the Gemara looks from a car, Menayin, Iker Shira Menatayra, and Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel brings down from the Pasuk, V'sheres V'shem Hashem Aleikov, Ezu Sheres Shabashem, Haviyamer Zu Shira. Sheres Shabashem is Shira, because the Levium sang with the Shem Hashem. It's not Mashma from the Gemara that this only stems according to the Manda Omar that holds Iker Shira is Bepeh, but the Manda Omar holds Iker Shira Bekli. This is not the Makar. So that stems with what Rashi says, the Lekuli Alma, you need a Shira Bepeh. The Machlekes is, if there was also Iker Shira Bekli or not. And, like we said before, even the Manda Omar holds Iker Shira Bepeh not Bekli, doesn't mean there wasn't a Kli Bechlal. It just means to say that the Iker was Bepeh, and the Kli was just Lebesume Kala Be'alma. Now, we have to understand, Lefidus Manda Omar, that the Iker Shira is Bepeh, and the Kli is just Lebesume Kala, this then that you need a Kli Lebesume Kala, is that a din min ha-Torah? Or that's just a later takana, a takana from the times of Shmuel HaNavi and David HaMelech? Avada already existed in their times, like it's Mefurish HaPasuk in Devarei Yamim. The Shaila is it their Takana, and I'll have a din of a Takana Darabana, or is there a source to this Minat Torah? So, the Shita Mekavetzes in Arasugi B'Shem Darash brings down Akasha, because the Gemara later brings down a Machlekes Tanayim if the Shir is Ma'akev or not, and the Chachamim say, Eine Ma'akev. Frek the Rosh, how does this stim with the Brisa that's brought down in Masechta Tainus of Chav Zayin that says that Reb Shimon Omer Klei Shir Ma'akvinus HaKarbon? And the Gemara over there is Masber, the Reb Shimon holds that Ikar Shira is Bekli. But the Lashon Ma'akvinus HaKarbon is Shver. Because if the Chachamim by us say that Shira is not Ma'akvinus HaKarbon, so even if you hold Ikar Shira is Bekli, why is it Ma'akvinus HaKarbon? That's the Taisus of Rosh's question. So the first Teretz he answers is that Anachanami, Reb Shimon obviously holds like the Shita of Reb Meir, that Shira is Ma'akev the Karban. But the second Teretz is Zelashainai, Inami, Hadik Amr Ma'akvin, Hainu Shetzarech Lasis Kein Menataira, Aval Kapora Le Ma'akvi. Ma'akvin is a Karban, Beloshin Reb Shimon and Masech Latainas doesn't mean that if you don't have it, there's no Kapora, and the Karban is not kosher. What it means to say is that Tzarech Lasis Kein Menataira. Now, that's being Masber, the Shita of Reb Shimon, like the Gemara over there in Tainus is Masber, that he holds, obviously, Ikar Shira is Bekli. And if Dem Zakt Rosh, what that means is that Tzorach Lasis Kein Min HaTaira. Mashma, that Lamandam Ikar Shira is Bepeh, ain't Tzorach Lasis Kein Min HaTaira. Now, Avadet Tzorach Lasis Kein, Chamavur in the Masech Tesukah that we quoted, Libsume Kola. Just what? The Rosh obviously holds that Ein Tzorach Lasis Kein Min HaTaira. There's no Din Taira to do it. This B'sume Kala Bechrech was just a later Takana from Shmuel HaNavi and David HaMelech. And as I state Mefurish in the Taisus Yantif, Masech Tekedushin, in the fourth parak Mishnah Aleph, Zela Shainai, Efsher, the Afal Gav, the Ikar Shira Bepeh, Mikal Makayim, Takana Keduma, Mimais Shmuel Araya, B'David HaMelech Leim HaShalim, Kakosa V'divra Yamim, L'Shairer B'Kelim. It's an early takana from the days of Shmuel HaNavi and David HaMelech, like it says in Devar Yamim, that you also have to be Mesherer Bekelim. Ad kan l'shayin et Taisus Yontif. Now, the Gemara on Yevamis, Pevavim Aveiz, brings down that Ezra made a knas against the Levim, that they shouldn't be Zoyche and Maiser Rishayin, because of the fact that they didn't come up to Eretz Yisrael with them. Like it says in the Pasuk, Umebnei Levi loy matzasi sham. Frek Taisus over there, Divrei Maschil Mebnei, how could you say that Levi didn't come up with Ezra? The Mishnah in the beginning of Asar Yochsin says, Asar Yochsin Olam Yibavel, and Levim is one of them. So he quotes Rashi over there, who says, Oysam Levim Sha'alu Imai, Hayu K'tzutzei Behinus. They cut off their thumbs. When did they do that? K'sha'amalam Nebuchadnezzar, Shir Lanam Yishir Tzion, when Nebuchadnezzar requested that they sing the songs of the Beis HaMikdash and Golos, Amdu v'katzitzu b'hinei seyen v'amru eich nashir es shir tziyon al admas nechar. Now, ulefi shalei matzasham ru'iyim l'shir, because no levim that were roy to actually play the instruments came up to Eretz Yisrael, amad v'kansam. That's why Ezra kansed them that they shouldn't get ma'aser rishon. Firta yis taisves v'afil l'mad amar ikar shir b'peh mikal makayim hikbid misham de'ika nami mitzvah b'kelem. That means to say that there's a mitzvah, and that mitzvah is mutl on the Levim, to be sure also bekelim, even the mandamar ikar shira is bepeh. And that's why Ezra canceled them, and he took away the ma'aser rishon from them. Now from the fact that Taisus says a lashon of mitzvah bekelim, and it doesn't say a lashon of a takana that they should play the kelim, like the lashon of the Taisus Yantif, it's mashma that it's a mitzvah gemura min ha'tayra, that there should be klei shir accompanying the shira bepeh. Now we have to understand what's Pshat and Taisvis. If Ikar Shira is Bepeh, what's the gather of this din that is also a mitzvah to do Bekelim? V'ayit, harayit mefurish in Arasugya, that if you hold Ikar Shira is Bepeh, so even Yisraelim and Avadim could play the Klei Shir. From Taisvis it's Mashma, because it's a mitzvah Bekeli, that therefore the Levim have to do that mitzvah, which is why Ezra canceled the Levim. How does that stem with Arasugya that says that if it's Ikar Shira Bepeh, doesn't have to be the Levim Bechlal. So the Pshat and Taisus is that Be'emes, we have to differentiate between two different kinds of dinim. One din is that it's a mitzvah on the Levium to be Isaac b'shira. That's one din. The mitzvah of shira is mutl on the Levium. It's their mitzvah. I and the Rambam, Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Paragimel, that he says, v'zeh l'shaynei, Zera Levi Kulai Muvdol Lavaydis HaMikdash. They're set aside for Avaydis HaMikdash. Shenemar Be'esahi Hivdol Hashem as Shevet Alevi. U'mitzvah Saseh Liyos HaLeviyim Pnuyim U'muchanim La'avaydis HaMikdash. They have to be Panoi U'muchan for Avaydis HaMikdash. And then the Rambam fears us later in Halacha Beis, V'yiyu Mehen Mishayrin L'shayr Ala Karbin B'chol Yayim. Should be amongst them a sheirin that will be mesher ala carbon. Shenemar v'sheiris v'shem Hashem alekav k'chol echav halavim, etc. The drasha that's brought down in our Gemara. So you see, it's a mitzvah saseh on the levim that they should be panoi, so that they should be able to be Isaac in their avoda, which includes shira. That's one din. Then there's another halacha that this that a carbon is ta'on shira. So there's a din zaras, like the Gemara learns out later on Amud Beis, which tells us that Davka the Levium are kosher to do this Shira. And if a Zar does it, not only is the Shira a Shira Psula, it is also Chayiv Misa, like the Gemara learns out from a Pasuk. That's because the Shira has a din of a Avoida, and this Avoida is only Ksheira B'Levium, and it's Psula B'Zar. That's a second halacha. That's besides the mitzvah that's mutal on the Levium, that there should be a Shira. It also has a Shem Avoida, and Medina Havayda is that it has to be done Ayde Levim in order to be kosher, and there's a psul zaras. Now, if you hold Iker Shira is Bepet, that means to say the Shem Avayda of the Shira is only the Shira Bepet. Iker Shira Bepet. The Shira Bekli is not the Iker Avayda of the Shira. It doesn't have a Shem Avayda. And therefore, there's no psul zaras. And therefore, if the Shira Bepet Kli is done Ayyade Azar, it's kosher, and there's definitely no Chiyuv Misa on that. Nevertheless, mitzad, the Iker Mitzvah Saseh, that the Levium have to be Panui and be Isaac in the Shira and the Beis HaMikdash, that Mitzvah Saseh is on all the Dinei Shira, the Iker Shira, which is Bepeh, and also the Din that the Shira has is a Din in the Shira, that there should be Keli Lebsumi Kola. That mitzvah is mutal on the Levium, being that they're the ones that were charged with this mitzvah to do the Shira. Even the Psume Kala, which is a din in the Shira, but it's not the Ikra Vaid of the Shira, that's also mutal, akakafta, the Gavra of the Levium to be Makayim that din. Which is why it's Derech Rayis Be'etzem that the Shira Bekli should happen. Which is why Ezra counseled them, because of the fact that the only ones that came up were Ksutzei behind us, and they couldn't be Makayim Derech Chiyuv. Avada, if somebody else would do it, would be kosher. But because it's their mitzvah, they should have made sure that there were Levium who could possibly be Isaac B'Klei Shir that came up to Eretz Yisrael. Kach Mavur in Taisvis. And the emes is, Azay is Mavur also in the Rambam. Because the Rambam, Mitzad Echad Paskins, over there in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Para Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Ein Aimrim Shira Ela Bepeh. She Ikra Shira, Shehi Avaidasam, the Ikra Shira, which is the Avaida, is Bepeh. Then the Rambam was Maisif, Vacherim Hayu Aimrim Sham, there were other people standing there that were Menagna Maklei Shir, Mehem Levium, Umehem Yisraelim, Miyuchasim. Some of them were Levium, and some of them were Yisraelim, Miyuchasim. So it's Mavura from the Rambam that even though he paskins that Ikra Shira is Bepeh, and the Shira Bekli could be done Ayidei Yisraelim Yuchasim. Nevertheless, it wasn't only Yisraelim Yuchasim. Mehem Levium, some of them were Levium, and some of them Yisraelim Yuchasim. So is Medayik also, Davni Nezer over there, in Chuvis, Arachayim, Simon Chavav, Ayis Tezayim. V'tzarech Bir, if Iker Shira is Bepeh, and the Shira Bekli is Ksher Bezar, so why did it have to be Levium there Bechlal? So L'chayr the Bir is as if he's a statement to Isis. It's true that the Ikra Shira Shehi Avaidasam that has a Shem Avaida is only the Shira Bepeh, which is why there's no Psul Zaris if Yisrael does the Shira Bekli. But Lamaisa, whose Chiyav was it? It's included in the Ikra Chiyav of the Levium. It's mutl on them to do the Shira, and included in that is also the Din that the Shira should have an accompaniment, a Besumi Kala of Kli, which is why always the Levium went ahead and they were makayim their mitzvah and they were mesharer bekeli. If there wasn't enough Leviim that knew how to do it, so they couldn't be makayim the mitzvah themselves, so there were also Yisraelim who did it because it's kosher bazaar. But avad it, the Leviim themselves were sure Isaac in it because the mitzvah was mutelas aleihem. Tzarech beer, if this that the Yisraelim did it, did they do it b'shlichus of the Yisrael? Or, even if it wasn't done b'shlichus of the Yisrael, it wasn't a ma'isa mitzvah that the Levim had to be m'sharer b'kli. It's just they didn't. It's medine yashira that there should be kalim there. And as long as the Yisraelim are there, the Levim are makayim their ikar din of doing the shira properly with b'sumei kala. The pashas of the Mashmai says that they did not have to make a shliach. But akalpanim, avada the ikar achrayos was mutl on the Levi, which is why the Rambam says that there were always Leviim also involved in the clay shear, and like Taisu says, that the fact that they came up Ksutzi behind us is a reason to cancel them. Now, in this machlekes of Iker Shira, Bepeh, or Bekli, besides for the Nafkamina that's Mavur in Eretz Sugya, if it's Kosher Bazar, there are another of other Nafkaminas that are Mavur in other Sugyas and Shas. Mesech the Sukkah Daf Nun, it's Mavur as a Nafkamina if the clay shear were clay sharis or not. Because if Iker Shira was Bekli, so it was a Maisa Avoida to be Mesharer Bekeli, so they had a Kedusha of a Kli Sharis. But if you hold Iker Shira as Bepeh, even though there was a din that there should also be a B'sumi Kala, but that didn't have a Shem Maisa Avoida, therefore they weren't Kli Sharis. Another Nafkamina is Mavurim Sekhta Vedazarda from Zion. The Gemara discusses the Gabi the Isra of Nevad, if you could use the bones of a Nevad to create clay shear. And the Gemara over there says that if you hold Iker Shira as Bekli, Avada you can't. Because an avoida is being done with the clay shear, so there's a psul of nevad. If you hold ikar shear as bepeh, the gemara remains with a teku, whether or not you become mekayim the mitzvah of besumei kala with a nevad or not. Ayin sham in the sugya and avoida zara. Now there's another nafkamina that's mavur in the sugya and mesechta sukkah daf nun amud beis and daf nun aleph, whether or not shira bekli is daicha shabbos, and we'll say over bekitzer. The tzuris of the shmaitza of the Gemara over there. The Gemara starts off with a braisa. Hachalil deiches a Shabbos divrei Rabbeisi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbeisi Rabbi Yehuda holds the chalil, the kleishir is deiches Shabbos. V'chacham maimrim af yontef ein deiches. Not only isn't the deiches Shabbos, it's not deiches yontef either. Now there's a machlekes amirayim. How to understand the machlekes tanayim Rabbeisi Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim. Rabbi Yosef says over there on the Fnunim Veis machlekes b'shir shal karban. This machlekes is talking about shir shal karban. The Rabbi Yosi Savar Iker Shir is bakli. Therefore, va'avoidei, it has a shem avoidei. V'deichas a Shabbos, avoidei is deichas Shabbos. Rabbanan Savri Iker Shir is bepeh. V'lav avoidei, mail it's not an avoidei. V'ein a deichas Shabbos, and that's why it's not deichas Shabbos. Ava shir shal sheheva, the simcha is a sheheva. Divri akel simchi is just a simcha of alma, it's not an avoidei. And the kuli alma, it's ein a deichas es a Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Yosef, the machlekes is in regards to the clay shear by a carbon, and the machlekes is totally if ikar shear is bepeh or ikar shear is bekli. If ikar shear is bekli, that's a shem avoida, it's teicha Shabbos. And if ikar shear is bepeh, doesn't have a shem avoida, then it's not teicha Shabbos. The Gemara later on the Fnun Aleph Amud Aleph brings out another mahalach from Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba. Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba Amar machlekes b'shir shal she'eva. The machlekes is regards to shir shal she'eva. The Beis Yehuda Savar Simchi Yisera Nami Deicha Shabbos. Basically, Yehuda holds, even though it's just Simchi Yisera, it's still Deicha Shabbos. Rabbanan Savi, Simchi Yisera, ain't a Deicha Shabbos. Aval Bashir Shal Karbin, in regards to Shal Karbin, Divri Akoil, Avoidihi, V'Deicha Shabbos. Everybody holds it's an Avoid and it's Deicha Shabbos. Now, Alpi Pashtus, Shatan and Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba is, that he holds, that Bain according to Basically Yehuda, Bain according to the Rabbanan, everybody holds that Iker Shir is Bekli, which is why it's an Avoida. Which is why it's Deicha Shabbos. And the Machlekes is only in regards to Simchas Pesach She'eva. Ad kan the Sugis HaGemara over there. Now, Tosfos, by us, Masechta Erech and Dafir Aleph, on the top of the Amid, with the Vir Maschel, Loi, the Kuliyam Iker Shira Bekpeh, he asks that an hour Sugi comes out, Gemara comes out in Maskana, that could be everybody holds Iker Shira Bekpeh. For Tosfos, how does that stem with the Mishnah that says that Yud Beis Yomim, the Cholol was Makeh, and from the Yud Beis Yomim, to his Shmoine Yimei HaChag, which for sure one of them is Kael Shabbos, and also Yantif. So you see that the Chol was Deiches Shabbos. Now the Gemara in Sukkah is Mavur, that if Iker Shir is Bepeh, it's not Deiches Shabbos. So how could our Gemara say that everybody holds Iker Shiras Bepeh, Imkane wouldn't be Deicha Shabbos, and the Mishnah's Mefurish, that Be'etzem it is Deicha Shabbos. So Taisus answers that we have to split the Reisha and the Seifa. When the Gemara says, Kuli Yama Iker Shiras Bepeh, that's referring to the Tanaim that are brought down in the Seifa of the Mishnah, if it happened Aide Avde Kehanim, or Mishpachas Miuchasis, or Aide De Leviam. But the Reisha of the Mishnah that says that Yubeis Yama Machal Maka, that sheet of Ad holds like Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that Iker Shira is Bekli. So Isaac Taisus and Aram Masechta. Taisus Masechta Sukkah Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph B'Divrei Maschal Ketanai. He says another teretz that our Mishnah is going to hold that even if Iker Shira is Bepeh and it doesn't have a Shem Avodah, it's still Deicha Shabbos because Ein Shavus BeMikdash. Hooray, the Isser to play Kli Shir is only an Isser Rabbanan. Ein Shavus BeMikdash. Therefore, it's mutter to play these Kli Shir even if they don't have a Shem Avodah, and be Deicha Shabbos. These are the two Terutzim that are brought down in the two Taisvasim. Now, the Rambam paskins Iker Shira Bepeh, and nevertheless he paskins that the Cholel is Deicha Shabbos. So, l'chari, you have to say, not like the Teretz of Taisvas and our Sugya, but you'd have to say, like the Teretz of Taisvas and Masechta Sukkah Daf Nun Aleph, that it's because of Ein Shavus BeMikdash. And as I state in the Lecha Mishnah, and Hilchas Lulav, Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Gimel. But the Aruch Laner, in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Nun, he asks on the Lecha Mishnah, that it's not much like that in the Lashon Rambam. Because if you look at the Rambam, in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, Zeh L'Shainai, B'Shnei Masuyem B'Shana Chol Maka Lefnei HaMizbeach, etc. V'Cholil Zeh Doiche Shabbos, Mipnei Shehu Cholil Shel Karben, because it's a cholol shel carbon, v'cholol shel carbon avoidahu, v'doicha es haShabbos. Mashma from the Rambam, because it has a din avoida, like the lashon of Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Abba over there in the sugya, in Masechta Sukkah Daf Nun Aleph, and not because tam ein shavus b'mikdash. It says avoidahu v'doicha es haShabbos. This is the kasha that Aruch Liner has on the Mahalach of the Lecha Mishnah. On account of that, Aruch Liner wants to say a different Mahalach in the Rambam. Zog the Aruch Liner that specifically in regards to Cholol, it's Deicha Shabbos. Chumaduik from the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say that all the Klei Shir that they did all year, B'Nevailis of Akinayrim, etc., were Deicha Shabbos. It's just Cholol Zeh of the Yud Beis Yom B'Shana that was Deicha Shabbos. Because Be'emes, when the Gemara brings down the Machlaikas of Iker Shir B'Peh or Iker Shir B'Kli, and the Gemara is referring to the Machlekes HaTanayim, if it was Avdei Kehanim, or as Mishpachas Miyuchasa Shabbos Yisrael, or the Leviim. So Rashi says in the Mishnah, that Machlekes is talking about who played the Cholol. But the Rambam holds not like that. The Rambam holds that in regards to the Cholol for sure had a Shem Avada. And their Avada, even though it's a Kli, it had to be done Aide the Leviim. The Machlekes of it was Avdei Kehanim, etc., etc., and the Gemara's Hezber, that it's totally if Iker Shir Bepeh or Iker Shir Bekli, is only talking about the other Klei Shir that are mentioned in the Mishnah. But the Cholol, that Avada was an Avada, and it had to be done Dafka Ede De Leviim. What's the Pshat? So, the Aruch Liner's Mistapik could be that the Yud Beis Yom Shachol Makabem is a Halacha L'Meishim Sinai, or it could be it was a Takanas Chachamim. But Akapanim, the Halacha L'Meishim Sinai, or the Takanas Chachamim, was that you need Klei Shir, and it's not just Libsumi Kala Ba'alma, like the usual use of Klei Shir. The Piskarov in Chidush Shemar Nriz Alevi Al Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach, he also alludes to this, that there was a Din HaTorah that you needed a Cholol, and he's also Mistapik, he holds as a Vadim and a Torah, just he says, either it was such a Halacha L'Meishim Sinai, or it's learned out from a Pasuk, which the Yerushalmi brings down, that says, Simchas Levav Kehailech B'Cholol, which teaches us that Halel and Cholol are Tlum Zebezeb. That Pasuk teaches us that there's a din min HaTorah that in the Yamim Sha'ayachid Gaimer B'Mesa Halel, that there has to be together with the Halel an accompaniment of a Cholol. And the Rambam learns that that's Gufa the Kavan of Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Abba is coming to argue in Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef holds that even the Cholol is Mitli Tali in the general Machlekes of Iker Shir Bepeh or Iker Shir Bekli. Rav Yirmiyahu Abba just says, with a pashtus, Avashir Shal Karben Divri HaKoyel Avaydehi, that means to say, even if you hold ordinarily, Iker Shira is Bepe, and Bakli is just Lubsumi Kala, but the Chala Lavada has a Shem Avoida. What's the riot to this? The Rambam's riot is Gufa Taisus is Kasha. From the fact that the Mishnah says Mefurish, that there are Yudbez Yom Mashachal Makabem, which includes Bechrech Shabbos, because that's included in the Shemini Yemei Achag, it's Mefurish that the Chala is Avada Deicha Shabbos. There's nothing what to talk about. And even though our Gemara says that Kuli Alma Iker Shira Bepe, still the Chol is going to be Deicha Shabbos. From that, the Rambam understood that the Chol is different than the other Klei Shir, and Ravad has a Shem Avoide, and it's Deicha Shabbos. Ad Kan the Pirush HaNifla from the Aruch Lener. So far, we're going to ask the Kasha, which Taisus asks, that how could the Mishnah say that there are Yud Bez Yomim Shachol Makabem if it includes Shabbos? Aye, if you hold Iker Shir as Bepe, it's not Deicha Shabbos. So we have three possible terutzim. Taisus Be'el says that Enachanami, that ratio of the Mishnah is going Lamandam or Iker Shir Bakli, but Lamandam or Iker Shir Bepe, Taka wouldn't be a full Yud Beis Yomim because it's not Deicha Shabbos. It's terrace number one. Terrace number two is that the Tan of our Mishnah obviously holds Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. And terrace number three is that the Chalil is different, the Aruch Lener's terrace, and that about the head of Shem Avayda. And when we say Iker Shir Bakli, that's only referring to the other Klei Shir. That's the Shita Sarama. Not like Rashi, who says that the Machlekes of Iker Shir Bepe or Iker Shir Bakli is also going on the Chalo. There's a fourth Teretz, Meridika Teretz, based on a Meridika Yisoid, in the Avnei Nezer, over there in Chuvis, Chelik Erechayim, Simen Chavav Ois Tezayim. And he starts with Hagdama. He shows that the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's Mavur and Taisu Yishanim and Sechtiyim and Aflamad Gimel, that it's not ma'akev haktaras haktairas. It's not an avoida that's ma'akev the ktairas. Nevertheless, Rashi explains the Gemara over there in the Chavdalad and Medbeiz and Yuma that it has a din avoida and it's asr bizar. So you see, even though it's not ma'akev, still it has a shem avoida. Frekta Avni Nezer, how does that shtim with the klal, which we find by Shiari Adam, that if a zar is a zayrik the Shiari Adam, because it's not ma'akev, therefore, there's no psul zaris. So here also, regards to the disham mizbeach apnimi, let's say that because it's not ma'akev, there should not be a psul zaris, it shouldn't have a shem avayda. Zog davni nezer, that we have to differentiate between stam and extra avayda, that's not necessary b'chlal, or an avayda, which even though it's not ma'akev, but akapanim, it's a tikun, and it's zayrik ktsas for a different avayda. To be zayrik, the shiari adam, there's no tachlis in that whatsoever. Therefore, it doesn't have a Shem Avayda, and if a Zara does it, he doesn't pass all the carbon. But Disham is Be'ech HaPnimi, even though it's not Ma'akiv, the Akhtaris Akhtaris, but Avada, there's a Tikkun, and there's a Yipoy Akhtaris. Therefore, it doesn't have to be done. But if it is done, it has a Shem Avayda, and if a Zara does it, it's going to have a Psol Zaris. Zogt, the Avnei Nezer, the same you say it applies in regards to Klei Shira. If you hold that the Iker Shira is Ma'akev, like the Shita of Rav Meir, that Shira is Ma'akev as a carbon. So even if you hold Iker Shira is Bepeh, and only the Bepeh is Ma'akev, but the Shira Bekli is not Ma'akev, but Avade, it's a Tikkun, and it's a Yipoy to the Shira, it doesn't have to be done. But if it is done, it has a Shem avoided it. Even the Shir Bakli also has a Shem avoided. Now, Zogt Avnei Nezer, so Imkain, why is it Kosher Bizar? Zogt Avnei Nezer, Mari Dekechap. It's only considered an avoided if it's a Tikkun and if it's a Yipoy to the Shir, which is only if it's done Ayidei Levi, which would make it a Kosher Shir. But if it's done Ayidei Yisrael, then it doesn't have a Shem avoided because that's not Metaken or Miyapa the Shir. Because the rega that's going to be a chelik of the shir, adrab, it's going to passel the shir, midim psul zaris. So the shir, if it's done ayidei elevi, shir bakli also has a shem avayda. But if it's done ayidei yisrael, that's not a general basume kala. There's a mitzvah basume kala. But it's not going to be considered a tzayrich and a tikkun to the shira, and it's not going to have a shem avayda bachlal. That's different than the dishon of the mizbeach apnimi, where it's not a Tosefes. The Dishon is a Dishon. If it's done, if the Dishon is done, Ayidei Azar, there's a Tikkun, because it helps the Ketairis, and Memele, there's going to be a Psol Zaris. But a Tosefes of Klei Shir, Ayidei Yisrael, is that they sefes besume kala, but it doesn't have to be mitzurif and it doesn't have to have a shem avoida bechlau. Hayyete bekitzer, in summary, the Avnei Nezer is telling us that even if you hold ikar shira's bebet, the shira bekli also has a shem avoida if it's done ayidei the levim, because it's a tikkun and a yipui and a tzayach ksas to the shira that's being done bepe. If it's done ayidei Yisrael, so there's a mitzvah of besumei kala, but that's not going to have a shem avoida. And with this he explains the Rambam, which we mentioned earlier, that says, mehem levim, umehem Yisraelim yuchasim. The shira bekli always had levim and Yisraelim yuchasim. The reason why it had levim is because if the levim did it, it became a chelik of the avoida. Besides for that, there was a tesefes of besumei kala that happened ayidei the Yisraelim yuchasim, which that was just a mitzvah ba'alma b'sumi kala, but wasn't a chelik of the avayda b'chal. And with this is masber, the knas of Ezra and Taisim Masechti of Amis, because even though b'emes is ksher bazar, but it's only mitzvah the mitzvah ba'alma of b'sumi kala, but that it should be a chelik of the avayda, it needs a levi. And that's what Ezra Sefer was being teveh the levium, that there should have been levium available who were able to play the klei shir, which will be mitzurif to the Iker Shir, and it's going to have Hashem Avoida. Adkan the Moyudiki Yisoid of the Avnei Nezer. Zok the Avnei Nezer lefizeh, it's understandable why the Cholil and Be'emes all the Klei Shir is Deicha Shabbos. Because the Rega that a Levi is Shor B'Klei Shir, that also has Hashem Avoida, it's a Chelik of Avoida. The fact that it's not Ma'akiv doesn't make that it's not Deicha Shabbos. Just like we find in regards to Haktoris Se'emurim Updorim, that technically you could be makir of them Matzah Shabbos. Nevertheless, the Gemara says there's an Indian to do it on Shabbos and it's Deicha Shabbos, even though it's not ma'akev. So you see that something that's a chelik of the Avoida, even if it's not ma'akev, is Deicha Shabbos. So to the clay shear, even though it's not ma'akev be'etzem, but once it's done Ayidei Levi, it's going to be Deicha Shabbos. And Anachanami, only if it's done Ayidei Levi will it be Deicha Shabbos. But the clay shear, if it's done Ayidei Yisrael and Yechosim, that won't be Deicha Shabbos. That's going to be the Chiddush Din that comes out from the Mahalach of the Avnei Nezer. Adkan Dvorav HaNefloim of the Avnei Nezer. So it comes out, in summary, what do we have? Lamanda Omar Iker Shira Bekli. So we quoted Rashi Masechta Sukkah Dafnunim Abeis that says that Iker Shira is Bepet and Bekli. What about the Manda Omar Iker Shira is Bepet? There's still a din to do Bekli. Al B'sumei Kala. Now we have to understand, where does this din B'sumei Kala come from? So we said three dargis, one higher than the other. One possibility to say is just it's just a takana from Shmuel HaNavi and David HaMelech. They have a b'sumei kala. Zay shteit mefurish and teisus yantif and perikas har yuchsin, and that's the mashmayis of the shita mekvetz of Zashem the Rosh, that it's not a mitzvah manatari b'chal. Higher than that we had a teisus yinevamis, that's mevur, that it's a mitzvah. It says pashas that it's a mitzvah, mashman that it's a mitzvah manatari. And we said that even though it doesn't have a Shem Avoida, and therefore there's no Psul Zaris, but it's part of the Iker Dinei Hashir, which is Mutal, a Kakafta the Gavra de Levium, which is why it was Derech Rayas, and they got Kansid for being Ktutse behind us. And with that, we understood the Rambam that says that there were Levium and Yisraelim that were Isaac and the Klei Shir. Then we spoke about the Gavi of Fitzdeicha Shabbos. The Pashas of the Gemara Masechta the Sukkah is that if you hold Iker Shira as Bepeh and not Bekli, so Kli doesn't have a Shem Avaida, so it's not Deicha Shabbos. So how does the Rambam say that the Cholol is Deicha Shabbos? And on that, we said three Mahalachim. One Mahalach is because Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, Lech Mishnah's Mahalach. It's not so much from the Lashon Rambam. The second Mahalach was the Orach Lener, that he says that the whole Nidan of Iker Shira is Bepeh or Bekli is only the Gabi, the other Kli Shira, but Cholol is a Vade, a Maisa Avaida. And the third Mahalach was the Avnei Nezer, which is the third level, the third mahalach of how to understand the Indian of Klei Shir, L'man Amar Iker Shir Bepet. He holds not only is it a Maisa Mitzvah for the Levium to do it, but if the Levium do it, it even has a Shem Avoida. And the fact that it's not Ma'akiv, nevertheless, because it's a Tikkun and a Yipoy to the Shir, if the Levium do it, it's going to have a Shem Avoida, M'melech Tzedekah Shabbos. Add Kan this Indian, and now let's go weiter to the next Indian. The Gemara brings down the memra of Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Minayin shein oimrim shira el al hayayin. How do you know that shira has to be al hayayin? Shenemar v'taymu lehem hagefen hachadalti as tiroishi yam sameach alikim v'anoshim. Im anoshim asameach alikim v'anoshim asameach. Mikan shein oimrim shira ela al hayayin. So, in this din, we mentioned in the previous shir, to daf yud, chakira gedayla of Rabbi Leib Malin, chedusha bari Leib Simon Yud Gimel. This chakira is also declared in chedusha Rabbi Shmuel, Masechta Pesachim, Simon Yud Zayin. The shaila is this a halacha to tenai in the kiyum of the shira, that the only way to properly do shira is if it's aliyayin? The machayiv of the shira could be the carbon itself, but if you want to do the shira properly, it has to be done aliyayin, because that's mesameach alekim v'anashim. That's the first tzad. Oidilma farkert. The kiyum of the ma'isa shira could be done shalai aliyayin. The Gemara is talking about in shira aliyayin, that means to say that the carbon mitzad atzmai isn't enough of a machayiv to say shira, because the achila itself, just the akravas carbon, isn't yet mesameach alekim v'anashim. So it's not machayiv that there should be a shira. It's only the carbon with the gemar of the nisuch hayayin, that's mesameach alekim v'anashim, and that's machayiv shira. These are the two tzedadim. Is it a tnai in the kiyam, or it's a din that the machayiv of shira only happens ayidei the yayin? Now, Reb Leib over there, Chedusha Bar Leib, brings a number of rayas to the second tzad, that avada, there's no tnai in the kiyam that has to be done al yayin. It just means that the machayiv of shira on the carbon is only neschayiv ayidei the yayin. One raya that he brings is from a Gemara right before this Gemara, Tana Rabbana, Hashir Ma'akev as a carbon divir Meir, V'chacham Raimrim Eina Ma'akev. The Gemara brings a Machlekes Meir and the Chacham if the Shir is Ma'akev as a carbon. What does it mean, Ma'akev as a carbon? So Taisus over there, B'divim Maschel Hashir, asks the Kasha, Kasha do Hashir B'shas Nisuch. The Shir has to be done B'shas Nisuch. L'chayri is coming from our Gemara of Ein Shir El Aliyayin. The nisuch itself is not makav the carbon. So if the nisuch is not makav the carbon, how could the shear, which is done b'shas nisuch, be makav the carbon? And for Taisus, that a shear makav as a carbon doesn't mean that it's makav the actual carbon. Near the farish, shear makav as a carbon, haynu nisuch, shem ein shira. Ein nisuch. As a carbon doesn't mean the animal, it means the nisuch hayayin, which also has a shem carbon. The shira is ma'akev, the nisuch hayayin. Therefore, if you're not going to do shira, we don't do the nisuch hayayin v'chlal. Zokner Bleib, and Rabbi Shmuel over there also brings this raya. You see that this halacha of ein oimrim shira el al hayayin means that the machayiv of the shira is the nisuch. Because if the machayiv of the shira was the carbon, so what's the pshat that it's not ma'ak of the carbon, but it is ma'ak of the nisuch? Hare, the ikar din shira is a din that the carbon needs shira. The way to do shira, the proper way to do shira is a tanai in the kim, it has to be done b'shas nisuch. But being chateisa, that should be ma'ak of the nisuch, that it's not a kosher nisuch if there's no shira, but it is a kosher carbon. That makes no sense. Be'achreach, the pshat in ein shira el al yayin, that means to say that the carbon mitzad atzme is not ma'chayiv shira b'chlal, which is why it could bring a carbon and not say Shira. Not do Nesachim and not say Shira. But the Nesachim, that's Machayiv the Shira. Therefore, Emein Shira, Ein Nisach. If you're not going to be able to Machayiv the Din of Shira, so we don't do the Nesachim Bachlal. That's the Raya that they bring to the second set. Another Raya that they discuss is Taisus and Masechta Pesachim, which we also spoke about in the previous year. Taisus and Masechta Pesachim, Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, with the Maskel Karu Etzahalal, he's talking about this, that the Mishnah says that the Levim, Taisus learns that it was the Levim, said Halal b'shas shchitas of Pesach, that was Shiras Levim. For Taisus, Arei on the carbon Pesach, there's no Nesachim, and ain't any Mshira el aliyayin. It's one kash of Taisus. Another kash of Taisus asks is that it says in Masech Tashvuas Daf Yidalet, Mekadjinas ha'azaris b'shir. There also, there was no Nesachim, nevertheless the Levim said Shir. Haray ain't shira al yayin. So why was there a din shir over there? That's Taisus' kasha. Taisus' answer is, Mori dikiyasayit, hachi perushai, ain't aymrim shira b'shas akravas carbon al yayin. This klal of ain't aymrim shira al yayin, that's referring to shira which you say b'shas akravas carbon, So then there's a halacha that it's done only ala yayin. That you need not just achila, but also shtia. However, shalei b'shas akrava, anytime you find shira shalei b'shas akrava, hayu'aymim shira shalei al yayin, b'kama duchti, we find in kama mekaymes that was shira shalei al yayin if it did not involve a krava as a carbon b'chlal. That's Taisa's teretz. So let's first start from Taisa's akasha. Taisa's akasha, how could it be then shira b'shas shchitas ha-pesach and b'shas that were moisif on the azaris? Haray the klal is ein shira ela ala yayin. Sagan of Leib and Reb Shmuel, that this kasha l'chayr is mavur, the Taisus holds, like the first side of the Chakira, that it's a tenai in the shira, the proper way of being makayim the shira is to be shar ala yayin. But if Ve'emes, there's no tenai that the shira has to be done ala yayin. It's just that the machayiv of shira on a carbon is not mitzad the carbon itself, it's only mitzad the shira. The carbon itself is vintzig of tzimachayiv on a shira. You need the yayin to machayiv the shira. And Taisus has no kasha. Because there, in these two places, Shchitas of Pesach and the Shir by when they're Maisav on the Azaris, there's a Machayev, not mitzad the carbon. The guards to Shchitas of Pesach, the Gemara says, Sech the Pesachim Tzadakim of Eis, Efshi Yisrael Shechtin as Pesachim Veinim Mem Halal. The Gemara says there's a Svara that Avada they had to say Halal B'shach Shchitas of Pesach. It's also brought down the Biskarov, the Chadushay Marniz Alev El Ramah, Menuchos Karim Pesach, the Sifri Zuta and Parshas Ba'alayzcha that learns from a Pasik. Drush of Zivchei, Zuzvichas of Pesach, that Shchitas of Pesach requires Shira. So there's definitely a Machayiv of Shira. You can't say that there's no Machayiv of Shira without the Yayin. So what says this Kasha that ain't a Shira al Yayin? Must be the Taisus holds that even if there is a Machayiv, but how is the Shira being Niskayim properly? If the Klal is that there's a Tanai in the Kim of Shira that it should be done al Yayin, so even if there's a Machayiv of Shira, but how could he do it? Haray, there's no Yayin, and ain't Shira al Yayin. Same thing in regards to being Maisav on the Azara. That's clear that there was a din. There's a machayiv mitzad, the matzah of being Maisav as Azara, to say a shir. Chumavur over there in the Sogin Masech Tashavuos. So if the halacha just is, ain't shir al-yayin, that there's no machayiv mitzad the carbon only within the Sochim, there wouldn't be a kasha on why you say shir when we Maisav as Azara. There the machayiv is not mitzad the carbon. There the matzah of being Maisav on the Azara is a machayiv a shir. Elamai, Taisus Masolt, in this kasha, that the halach of Einayim Shira Aliyayin is a Tanayin the Kim of Shira, and that says it's Kasha. How's the Shira being the Skyim over there in Masech Teshuvos? Hared is no Yayin. So from his Kasha, it's quite clear that Taisus held it's a din in the Kim of the Shira. The question is what does Taisus mean when in his Teretz? So Reb Shmuel stops in his Kasha, and he doesn't come to explain Taisus' Teretz. Reb Leib over there says, Hagufa was in Schadash in Taisus' Teretz, not like that side of the Chakira, but like the second side of the Chakira. When the re-answers, Hachi Pirusha Ein Aymrim Shira B'Shas HaKravas Karben Al Yayin, Ava Shalei B'Shas HaKrava Hay Aymrim Shira Shalei Al Yayin, what's the difference if it is B'Shas HaKrava or not? If there's a klal, then in order to have a kiyam of a Maisa Shira, it has to be Shira Al Yayin. What's the difference if a Shira B'Kravas HaKrava or not B'Kravas HaKrava? Elamai Taisus Gufa Mitzvah M'Machadish, the Gufa Pshat in the Gemara is, not that it's a Tanai in the kiyam of the Shira, but it's Mitzvah the Machayiv, that this that a carbon is Machayiv Shira, that's only a carbon Shiyesh Al Yayin. But if you have a different Machayev, Avada, it's Machayev even without Yayin, like the second side of the Chakira. So Rav Leib has two rayas. One is from Aratisus' Teretz, in regards to Shir Ma'akev as a carbon, that means it's Ma'akev the Nisach, but it's not Ma'akev the carbon. And the other is from Taisus' Psachim's Teretz, that he holds that it's only Shir B'Shas HaKrav, it's a carbon, that it has this halacha, that it's only if there's Nisach Yayin, but not other shiram that are neschayev shalei b'shas hakrava. The question on this mahalach, which Reb Shmuel is shtark ma'ir, is from our Gemara b'emes, because our Gemara uses this yisoid of Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni to ask a kasha on Rav Masna's din. Amar Rav Masna, minayin lebikurim shatu'unen shira. How do you know bikurim needs shira? As yatoiv toiv. In fact, the Gemara eini v'amar Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni minayin she'enemem shira l'yayin shenemar v'chulu. The Gemara says, how could Rav Masna say that Bikurim needs Shira? Harei Einayim Rav Shira El Yayin. And on that the Gemara answers, Enachanami, we're talking about Kedatani Rav Yaisi, a case of Hevi and Avon Vadarachan, in a case where the Bikurim is brought from Yayin, that's where Rav Masna said the Salacha that Bikurim needs Shira. Now, L'chayr, this is Mefurish, like the first side of the Chakira, that it's not Neskayim the Maisa Shira only if it's done Aliyayin. But if we're going to say that the Yisoid of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani of Rav Yenison is that there's no Machayev for Shira mitzad the carbon only if there's Yayin also, that's in regards to every carbon. But in regards to Bikurim, where Rav Masna says there's a Gzeres HaKosav, a Gzeres Shava, Toiv Toiv, that teaches us that there is a Machayev Bikurim needs Shira. So what kind of kasha is that? In regards to carbon, there is Allah that's only Mesameach also if it has Yayin. But in regards to Bikurim, where there's a makar from Toiv Toiv that Bikurim is Ta and Shira, there is a machayev of Shira even without Yayin. What kind of kasha does the Gemara have? The chayev from the Gemara's kasha's mevor clearly that the Gemara holds that it's a din that the Maisa Shira is not Neskaim El only if it's done al Yayin, which is the Gemara's kasha, that even if a Masna has a good makar, that there's a chayev of Shira, but how do you do the Shira if there's no Yayin? This is Reb Shmuel's Ikar Raya, that the emes is like the first set of the Chakira and not like the second set of the Chakira. However, Rab Leib over there in Chedushir Bar Yileib, he says that it's not Shver. Because you have to medayik the Lushan of Rav Masna. Om Rav Masna minayin lebikurim shetu'unan shira. Bikurim is to'un shira, it futters shira. So like Rav Leib, you have to differentiate between two kinds of chiyuve shira. There are chiyuve shira, which is a din that it's to'un shira, which is the same Lushan you find in Harasugi in regards to Karbonis, that the carbon is to'un shira, and bikurim is to'un shira. And then there's another kind of Kiyuv Shira that not that a specific carbon or Bakurim is Ta'on the Shira. Just as a mitzvah on the Gavra, this matzav is Machayvas to say a Shira. This that Taisus tells us, the Masech Tabsachim, that there's Kama Duchti, there's Shira, Shaleba Shasakrava, that means to say that there could be different matzavim that are Machayv the Gavra to say Shira, like Shechita Sapesach, or like being Maisef on the Azaris. There you don't need Yayin. The matzav itself is Machayev, the Gavra to say Shira. But any time you have a Nusach of To'un Shira, To'un Shira means to say it's a din of the carbon, or it's a din of the Bakurim, that is To'un Shira. Now, Zokter B'leib, Amari de Kalamdas, this that we say, that sometimes there could be a Machayev of Shira, even without Yayin, that's only if the specific matzav, a matzav of Simcha, that's Machayev Shira, like being Maisif on the Azaris, or Shechita Sapesach. But in the case of Bikurim, where the Gemara says a Lashon of its Ta'on Shira, that means it's not that there's a specific matziv in the Havoas of Bikurim, that it's a matziv of Simcha that's Machayev Shira, but rather the Bikurim Atzmam are Ta'on Shira. The Bikurim Atzmam is just like a carbon. It's a Chila without Shtia, where there you don't have Mesameach Alekim Vanoshim. That shouldn't be Machayev Shira if there's no Yayin. There the Gemara has a good sushtel between Bikurim and regular Karbanis, that something that's Ta'un Shira could only be if that thing is not just a Chila, but it also has Yayin to it, it's Mesameach Alekim Vanoshim. Which is why the Gemara holds that Bikurim is Bachlal, the Yisoida of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani Rabbi Yenison, that Ein Omrim Shira El Al Yayin, even though that just means that there's no Mechayiv Mitzad the Karban, so too Bikurim there's no Mechayiv Mitzad the Bikurim, unless there's Yayin also. Ad kan married the Kalamda Shavart of Rav Leib to be Masber this Gemara. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara comes out that Be'emes Einam Mimshir El Yayin, and this that we find that Bikurim is Yatol and Shira, it's only in a Hechatimza where it's Hevi Anavim Vidarchan, where you brought Yayin for Bikurim. This is a kash on the Rambam, because the Rambam, in Hilchos Bikurim, in Perek Gimel and in Perek Dalet, says with a stimus that every Bikurim is Ta'on Shira, says the Kama Pamim. And he doesn't differentiate between if you brought Yayin, Anavim Adarchan, or you brought Stam, any Peri, Peris from the Shiva Saminim. There also it's Ta'on Shira. What happened to the Klal of Ein Aymrim Shira, Ela Ala Yayin? This is a Mari de Kakasha, Nazai Frek de Mari Korkis, and Hilchas Bikurim, Paragimel Alocha Yud Beis. So the Mari Korkis, Shtel Su the Taisus and Arasuge, he says that Be'emes, the pashtus of the Mishnayos, the Masechta Bikurim, is mashma, that it's always Ta'on Shira. Now, Taisus Be'os mentions two possible mahalchim. One mahalch, he says, is that the Shira that's brought down, the Masechta Bikurim, Amimcha Hashem Kidli Sani, that's not the Ikar Shira Salaviyam. That's just Lafushe Simcha Ba'alma. That's not the Ikar Din Shira. Taisus is Deichet, he says it's not mashma like that, because then why didn't the Mishnah bring down the Ikar Din Shira? And the Rambam is also not mashma like that, because the Rambam says Bekamu Kaimis Habikurim is Ta'on Shir, and the only Shir that he brings down is the Mishnah of Aramim Hashem Kedulisani. Another Teretz that Taisa says is that Anachanami Meikra Din Ben Atayra, the Chi of Shir is only B'makim where Hevi and Nav and Vedarchan. I did the Tikno Lein Shira Tikno Nami B'Chol Habikurim Shal Zayin Minan. Once is a Din Shira. In that case, the Chomer Masakin the Shbi Shira B'Chol Zayin Minan. And Anachanami it's only Midrabanan. So, to Mary Korkus, Lachari, you have to say that that's Pshat and Shittas Rambam also. Nope, this is a Vada big Deichik in the Rambam. The Rambam makes no mention or Mashmois whatsoever that it's only with the Rabbanan. The Pashtus of the reading of the Rambam is that it's Minatayra. But there's no choice how else to be Miyash of the Rambam from Arasagir. But the MS is, Lulei Dvarav, could be there's another possible Mahalach. Because the MS is, if you look in the Rambam never brings down the Lashon of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni that says, Ein Shira El Al Yayin. He never says such a klal. And even the Rambam, and Hilchus Klei HaMikdash, Perek Gimel, and Hilchus Midum Musafin, Perek Vav, where he brings down the halacha that you say B'Shas Nisuch, he only says it, B'Eifin, that that's the Seder Advarim. And Hilchus Klei HaMikdash, Perek Shlishi, halacha base, he says, Umasai Aimram Ashira, when do you say the Shira? I'll call Eilas Atzibur Achayva, Bal Shamei Atzeres, Be'ez Nisach Hayayin, at the time of Nisach Hayayin. But it doesn't say it that there's a din of Ein Aimram Shira El Al Hayayin. And so too in Hilchos Tmidim Musafin, Perek Vav, Halacha Hei, as he tells us the Seder Advarim, how they're Makar V'Tamid, he says, U'Beshas HaNisach, Aimram HaMalaviyim B'Shir, U'Makin HaMashayim B'Mine Nigan. And he explains weiter, K'Shayu Naisden Hayayin L'Menaseich, Shnei Kehanam Aindim, etc. This is all B'Emes, a hetik of the Mishnayis in Masechet HaTamid, that tells us that the proper time to say Shira is B'Shas Nisach Hayayin. But he never quotes the din of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni as a din mitzad atzmai of Ein Aimram Shira El Al Hayayin. And in fact, it's mashma be'emes that he holds not like that. From what he says in Hilchos Karm Pesach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, in regards to Shechitas HaPesach. Zeh l'shaynei, Hayo ve'ein le'n nesachim l'tkaya b'shas nisuch, because there aren't nesachim Karm Pesach to be tekeya b'shas nisuch, toikim b'shas shechita, you can be tekeya b'shas shechita. And he doesn't say, like Taisa says in Masechet Pesachim, that this klal of Ein Aimram Shira El Al Hayayin is only something that's coming with Shas Hakrava. He just says it agav, because isn't a Shas Nesachim when to do the Shira, which is usually the time you do the Shira. So maybe you take a B'Shas Shechita. Mashma that there's no such klal, b'chlal of Ein Aimram Shira El Al Hayayin. Now where did the Rambam get it from, not the Paskin like this is said of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni? So, the Or Sameach on this Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach says, "Hu b'Yerushalmi," and then it says, "Stakem Afurish in the Yerushalmi Pesachim Perikay Halachay Tani Tamed Shiyeshin Pesachim Taiken LeNesachim Pesach Shein LeNesachim Taiken LeShchitase." So the Rambam is pashut a tzitut of this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi just says simply because there aren't any Nesachim when to do the Shira, which is the usual Seder Advarim, so you do a Bemes Peshas Shchita. But it's not a grace of svar like Taisa says that there is two machayvim for the shira, and sometimes there's a klal of ein aimram shira el hayayin, and sometimes there isn't. And it could be that the Rambam chose to go with the mahalach of the Yerushalmi, which be'etzem is a brisa tani, because that's be'emes the pashtus of the Mishnah, like Taisa says in our sugya. The pashtus of the Mishnah is be'emes mashma that there was shira always, not just in this unusual case of hevi anavim ubatran. That's the chayrib, the pshat and the shittas of Rambam. He doesn't paskan b'chlal, this yisoyer of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, of Ein Aimram Shira El Al Hayayin. Kamavur that he never brings down that nusach. Kamavur that in Hilchos Bikurim he doesn't say that you need that's heavy enough and mubatzron. And it's kamavur also in Hilchos Karman Pesach, where he just simply says that because there's no nisach, so you say it b'shas shchita. Mashma, that the fact that you usually say b'shas nisach suggests that that's the most appropriate time. But if there's no din, that ain't Aimram Shira Ella Al Hayayin. Add kan this Indian, and now let's go weiter to the next Indian. The Gemara brings down the dinim of a Kayan who does the Avodah of the Leviim, or a Levi that does the Avodah of the Kehanim, or a Levi that does a different Avodah than he was appointed to, like a Meshayer Shashir, or a Meshayer Shashirer. Let's go to the Makar of the Inyanim. Bemes, the Pasuk says, in Bamidbar, Kapitel Gimel, Pasuk Yod, Vazor HaKarev Yumas. That Pasuk of Avada Kepshuta is talking about a Yisrael that does the Avoid of the Kehanim. A Zor that does the Avoid of the Kehanim is Chayev Misa. The Gemara also, in our Sagib Hemshach, says that there's an extra Pasuk that says Vazor HaKarev Yumas. And the Gemara says that can't be talking about a Zor Mamish, HaKsiv Chad HaZimna, because it says it already once before. Zok Rashi, Chad HaZimna, Bahi Parshasa, V'koinami A'avoidas HaLaviyim. That means to say that the Gemara understands that the Ikar Pasuk of Azara Karev Yumas is not just going back on the Vaidas HaKehanim, it's also going back on the Vaidas HaLaviyim. Which means to say that Yisrael that does the Vaidas HaLaviyim is also Chayiv Misa. And as I state Mefurish also in Taisvis earlier, Yid Aleph Amar Aleph, Divir Maschol Al Tikri, Zok Taisvis, Zor Chayiv Aleha Misa. So it comes out so far that we know two dinim. A Yisrael that does the Avoid of the Kehanim, that's Avada the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk, Zari Karav Yumas, is Chayiv Misa. A Yisrael that does the Avoid of the Leviyim, the Mashmois of the Gemara, Avada Al-Pipshuta is that that's also Chayiv Misa, as well as Rashi Mefarish, and that's what it says in Taisus also. Now the Gemara is being Moisif, what about a Levi that does the Avoid of a Kayan, or a Kayan that does the Avoid of a Levi? So the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, Kapitel Yud Ches Pasuk Gimel, V'layimusu gam heim gam atem. They, and also you, should not die. They, meaning the Levim, will do the Avoid of the Kehanim. You, meaning the Kehanim, will do the Avoid of the Levim. They're also Chayiv Misa. So we have four dinim. Yisrael b'Avoidas Kehanim, Yisrael b'Avoidas HaLevim, Levi b'Avoidas HaKehanim, and Kayan b'Avoidas HaLevim. Now, what about a case where a Levi does the Avoid of a different Levi, Mishayrish Hashir, etc. So that, in our sugya, you have a Machlekes Tanayim. There are those that say that he's Chayiv Misa. And the Makar to be Chayiv Misa is like the Gemara says, because an extra pasuk about Zor HaKarev Yumas. And the Gemara darshins that he's Zor Ba'isa Avaida. In that specific Avaida, he's considered a Zor. There are other Tanayim that hold that no, that is not Nisrabit for Chayiv Misa. That's just Azhara. It's an Isser for a Levi, a Mashayer to be Mashayer, but there's no Chayiv Misa. Rashi says, where the Isra is brought down. Taisus, however, he brings down a makar from Rabbi Nachim, Shmasi Eden. The Pasuk says, Vavoida Layavoid. The Ikra Pasuk is talking about a Levi that became Pasul, Bishanim. It's more than 50, so he shouldn't do the Avoid anymore. And the Pasuk says afterwards, Kocha Tasal Alevim, Bimishmaraisam. So too is the Aloha in regards to the Mishmaris of the Levium, which is Mashma. That a Levi who belongs to a different Mishmar, he's Nesmanet to do different Avoida, also has the Isser of Avoida Layavid. That's the Azhar. That's a Levi B'Levi. Now, interesting, the Gemara doesn't talk about what about a Kayin B'Kayin. If one Kayin does the Avoida that a different Kayin was Nesmanet to do, is he Chayiv Misa or is there Azhar as well? So the Sefer Achinuch, at the end of Mitzvah Shin Pei Tes, he says that just like we paskin that a Levi that does Avoid of a different Levi's Chayiv Misa, so too, a Kayan who does the Avoid of a different Kayan is also Chayiv Misa. And the Menchus Chinuch there says, Hadvarim Brurim V'Noim L'Misha Amorim. Shekehanim Gam Ken B'Chlal Lavzeh. This same love that says you shouldn't do the Avoid of a different Levi also tells a Kayan not to do the Avoid of a different Kayan. So it comes out altogether, we have six Echetimtsis. Yisrael B'Avoidah Sekehanim, that's a Pasuk Mufureshes. Yisrael and Avoid of a Levi, the Pashas of the Gemara and Rashi and Taisus both say is also Chayiv Misa. A Levi b'avodas a Kayin and a Kayin b'avodas a Levi, our Gemara learns from the Pasuk of Le'yamusu gam heim gam atem that they're also Chayiv Misa. A Levi and a Avoda of a different Levi, that's a Machlaikis if it's a Chayiv Misa or just a Hazhara. And a Kayin b'avoda of a different Kayin, the Sefer Chinuch says that that's the same din as a Levi b'avoda of a different Levi. L'maisa, the Briskarov ala Taira, on Parshas Bamidbar, he says that the Rambam is mashman, not like it says in the Sefer Chinuch. The Rambam never says this halacha that a kayin and the avoda of a different kayin is chayiv misa. Just a levi and the avoda of a different levi. In fact, the Rambam is mashman that it's not even an isra at all. What's the yisayid advarim? So, because we have to understand that there was a very fundamental difference between the inyan of the mishmaris of the levium and the inyan of the mishmaris of the kehanim. The Indian of the Shmaras of the Levium is because it was a din of Minoi, and the Biskarov is Mayrach to be Medayik this in the Psukim and in the Rambams, that a Levi had to be nesmane to do his specific avayda. Once he was nesmane to do his specific avayda and not a different avayda, if he does a different avayda, he's over this lav, or maybe even as a chayiv misa for doing someone else's avayda. Mashenk and the kehanim, they didn't have any din minui b'chal. Their mishmaris was just a turn system, so that everybody shouldn't come and do the avayda all at once. So they made a rotation. Sometimes this mishmar does it, sometimes that mishmar does it. But there's no inin of minui that kehanim were appointed to a specific avayda or to a specific time. Memele, the Rama holds that there's no avera if they're over the mishmar system. Okay, so the mevatel the mitzvah say of keeping to the mishmar. But there's no avera and there's vadi no chiyuv misa for a kohen that is over the avayda of a different kohen. What does the Sefer Chinuch hold? So the Biskrov Shel Su Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Saseh, Lamed Vav. The Ramban over there says Mefurish, and it's Medayka from the Psukim, that the Indian of Mishmaris by Kehanim and the Indian of Mishmaris of Levim is one din. So Ramban obviously holds that the Mishmaris by Kehanim was also Indian of Minoi. Kehanim were also Nismane to do a specific avayda at a specific time. Memela, they can also be Bechlal, the same Azhara and the same Chiyuv Misa that a Levi that does the avayda of a different Levi is. And Sefer Chinuch could hold like the Shittas Ramban. However, the Rambam, the Shittasai over there, disagrees with the Ramban, and he holds that the Mishmaris of the Kehanim is a separate din than the din of the Mishmaris and the Minui of Leviim, which is why only Leviim are Chayev Misa, Mishair Shashir, etc., or they have Azhara, according to one Mandamar, whereas a Kayan that does Avayda with a Kayan, so he's just not keeping to the rotation system, but he's not going against any din minui, because there is no din minui bekehanim, and memele, there is no iser in that. Now, to understand the chiluki dinim in Arasagya, and the machlekes whether a mesher shashir is chayiv misa, if it's nisraba from me'azara karev yumas, to have a chayiv misa, or it's just an azhara, the chayiv the pshat is as follows. Because a Yisrael, avada has a shem zar, which is why he's chayiv misa if he does the avayda of the kehanim, and it's why it's Chayiv Misa if he does the Avayda of the Leviim. There's an Isra Zaras. So too, in the Pasuk of Le'yamusu Gam Heim Gam Atem, we can say that a Levi has a Shem Zar in regards to the Avayda of the Kohen, and a Kohen has a Shem Zar in regards to the Avayda of the Leviim. Even though a Kohen is more Kaddish than a Levi, in regards to the specific Avaydas that were given over to the Leviim to do, a Kohen has a Shem Zar, which is why they're also Chayiv Misa. However, a Levi that does the avodah of a different Levi, the Chayri can't consider him a Zar, because he's from Shevet Levi. Be'etzem, his din is to do this avodah also. The fact that he personally, specifically, was Nismana to do a different avodah within the avodahs of the Levim, the Chayri, Alpi Pashas, doesn't give him a Shem Zar. Which is why those Tanayim hold that there's going to be Azhara maybe. Kacha Yasul Alevim, B'mishmer Yisayim. But it's not going to be a Chiyav Misa because there's no Shem Zaras. However, the Tana, the Paskins, that there's going to be a Chiyav Misa, that's because from the Pasuk of Azorah Korev Yumas, it's Nisrabe, that there's a new Musak of Zaras, which is called a Zar Ba'isa Avaida. The Minui makes that anybody that wasn't Nismana for this has a Shem Zar Klapi this Avaida. Memela, he's going to be Chiyav Misa also. So upon him, Ayyotze is that if there's a Shem Zaras, there's a Chiyav Misa. Yisrael always has a Shem Zar, Bein Bavaydus HaKayin, Bein Bavaydus HaLevi. A Levi has a Shem Zar, Bavaydus HaKayin. A Kayin has a Shem Zar, Bavaydus HaLevi. A Levi to a Levi, Alpi Pashas doesn't have a Shem Zar, which would be the reason why it's only Azhara Ba'alma and not Achiv Misa. Except according to the Mandamar, that's Marbid from Azari Karev Yumas. The Machlek is by a Kayin. Bavaydus HaKayin remains the same. It's Mitli Toli whether or not there was an Inyan of Minoi in the Kehana Bechlal. If there was no Inyan of Minoi, so it's Mutter Gomer. If there is an Indian of Minoi, so just like we say in regards to Levi that does the Avodah of a different Levi, that from a Zar Karev Yumas is Nischadish, that there's a Musig of Zar Ba'isa Avodah, Zok the Sefer Chinuch, Zok the Ramban, that in regards to Kehanim also, he's a Zar Ba'isa Avodah, if there was an Indian of Minoi. So he has the same Isser and the same Chiv Misa that a Levi Ba'Levi has because he's a Zar Ba'isa Avodah. Now, the Shittas HaRambam in Arasugya is very interesting, and L'chayr, in common akudis, it's fakert from our Gemara. The Rambam of Ada holds that a Yisrael that does the Avayda of a Kayin, he's Chayav Misa. That's a Mefur Shapasak, Bazar Korav Yumas. And Zayzak the Rambam also, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitzvahs leisa say ayin dalid, that a zar that does the avodah of a kayan of mitzvah is chayav misa. What about a Yisrael that does the avodah of the Levium? So we mentioned that the pashas of the Gemara is that there's also a pasuk of azar karav yumas, and he's going to be chayav misa. And that's what Rashi says, kainami avodah Levium, and that's what Taisa says. However, the Rambam doesn't bring down such an iser, and the Mechatz Chinuch in mitzvah shin peites by his gimel says that it's meduik from the Rambam. He holds that there's no iser b'chalal for Yisrael to do the avodah of the Levi. And the Chayyir lefi the Rambam, we're going to have to imatchik in the Gemara that this that the Gemara says ilema zar mamish, although the pashas of the Hemshach le Gemara means a zar that does avodah the Levi, zar mamish means the regular din zar, which is a Yisrael doing the avodah hakoyhanim. But Yisrael does avodah Salavim, lefi the shittas Rambam, there's no iser whatsoever. That's one nakuda that the Rambam differs from the pashas in the Gemara and differs from the Rishayim. We have to understand what the Yisrael Machlekes is. Another nakuda is the Rambam paskins like our Gemara says from the pasuk leimusu gam heim, gam atem, that a Levi that does the avodah of a kohen is chayav misa. However, he says that a kohen that does the avodah of a Levi, he's not chayav misa. That's only azhara ba'alma, which is mamish mafurish fakert from our Gemara. And then I said Kalim and the Mefarshim already shtelled too that the Rambam got this from a Sifri Zuta that's brought down in the Alkot Shemayni in Parshas Kairach, which be'emes the Rambam himself quotes in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Mitzvah Ayin Beis, and based on that he paskan ala kar Gemara. But we have to understand be'emes what's the Yisayda Machlekes between our Gemara and the Sifri Zuta, whether or not a kohen that does avodah of a Levi, if that's also a chiyuv misa, or that's just a azhara ba'alma. So it comes out be'ikar that we have two differences between the Rambam and our Gemara, kapon of the pashas of our Gemara. One is in regards to a Yisrael and avodah Salevi, where our Gemara says it's a chiyuv misa, and the Rambam says it's mutar gomer. And the other is in regards to a kohen and avodah Salevi, which our Gemara says mefurish that there's a chiyuv misa, whereas the Rambam paskins up in the Sifri Zuta that it's just Ezhar Ba'alma. Now the Chayyir, the side of the Rambam is that he holds that in regards to the Avodah of a Levi, there's no Isser Mitzat Zorasbo. Which is why a Yisrael that does the Avodah of a Levi, there's no Isser Bachlal. There's no Isser Zoras in doing the Avodah of a Levi. Why does a Levi who does the Avodah of a different Levi, Mishayr, Shashir, etc., why is he Chayav Misa? We said the Chayyir, that's a chiddush, and that's called a zoros, like the lashon of the Gemara, zor ba'isa avayda. The Rambam obviously holds that it's not an iser zoros, although it's a sraba from the pasuk of vazorikar of yumas. That's just a gilui akra that a Levi that's over his minoy, he's nesmana to do avayda A, and he goes ahead and he does avayda B. That is a veira that's also going to be machayev chiyav misa. Memela. That then only applies on a Levi. A Levi, within his minoy, it says that it's usher to do the avodah of a different Levi. But a Yisrael of Adu doesn't have this minoy whatsoever. He has no avodah whatsoever. He's not over anything if he goes ahead and he does the avodah of a Levi. If he does the avodah of a Kayan, there's an iser of Zaras. But if he does the avodah of a Levi, he's not over anything. What about a Levi that does the avodah of a Kayan? So there's a vada in iser Zaras, because he's a Zar in regards to the Avodah of the Kayan. But there, besides with the Isser Zaris, there's also an Isser Mitzad Deminoi. Once a Levi is Nesmane to do specifically his Avodah, he's not allowed to go ahead and be over that and Misharain and do the Avodah of a Kayan. What about a Kayan who does the Avodah of a Levi? So there, we said that the Rambam says that there's no Chiyav Misa, there's only a Azara. Because the Iker Chiyav Misa for a Levi, that a Levi shouldn't do the Avodah of a different Levi, Mishayr, Shashir, etc. That's only a Levi that was Nesmana to do a specific Avodah. The Minui says he has to stick to this Avodah, not to a different Avodah. However, a Kayan, which the Shittas Rambam is, he doesn't have any Minui. So he doesn't have this Halacha that he has to stick to his specific Avodah and he can't Misharayin and do a different Avodah, the Avodah of a different Levi. That's why he doesn't have that Chiyav Misa. Nevertheless, there's Azhara. We learn from a pasuk Azhara that a Kayan should stick to Avodas HaKahuna and not do Avodas HaLeviya. But that Azhara doesn't have a Chiyav Misa, because he's not Bechlal the din of Mishrei Rosh Hashir, because Mishrei Rosh Hashir is specifically by a Levi who has a Minoy. A kohen who doesn't have a minoy doesn't have that din. So Hayetze comes out of the Rambam that is be'etzem three dinim. There's an iser of zaras, which is for a Yisrael or a Levi to do the avodah of a kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. Now that does not apply b'chlal in regards to the avodah of a Levi, because like we said, there's no iser zaras in regards to the avodah of a Levi. In regards to the avodah of a Levi, there's two other dinim. Two dinim which are different from each other, but they're be'emes learned out from one pasuk. The first din is that a Levi shouldn't do the avodah of a different Levi, Mishreir Shashir Chayav Misa, because his minoy limits him to do specifically what he was nismana to do, and he shouldn't misharayin and do the avodah of a different Levi. And who would din? He shouldn't do the avodah of a different kohen. And then there's a secondary din, which is that a kohen, although he doesn't have a specific minoy, there's no specific avodah that he's nismana to do. And that's vegum remarbe in the pasuk of Le'emusu Gamheim Gamatem, that a kohen shouldn't overstep the boundaries of avodah sakahuna and be Isaac in the avodah salavia. That does not mechayev a chiyuv misa, because he's not going against a full-fledged minoy. Nevertheless, the Torah was mazer him that a kohen should stay within the avodah sakahuna and not do the avodah of a Levi. And this is be'emes mefurish in the lashonis of the Rambam himself in Sefer HaMitzvos, and Mitzvah Ayin Beis and Mitzvah Ayin Dalet. The Rambam splits it into two mitzvahs in the Loisa says. In Mitzvah Loisa say Ayin Dalet, he says, Hu shehizir hazar me'avoid b'mikdash. There's an iser of zarus. A zar shouldn't do the avoid b'mikdash. Mikdash. Ritzaini b'amri zar. When I say zar, I mean, call me she'ene mizera aaron. Whoever's not mizera aaron, which includes b'ene Yisrael, b'ene Levi. Hu amri yisal, this is what it says in the Torah, v'zola yikrav aleichem. And the Zachi of Misa, Vazara Karev Yumas. So that's a din Zaris, which is specifically in regard to doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash of a Kohen. In Mitzvah Ayin Beis, there he says a totally different din. There he says, Hu Shehizer HaLeviim, the Leviim or Nizer, Meis Asik B'Dover Men Avodah Samichadus LeKehanim, MeKehanim, Meis Asik B'Dover Men Avodah Samichadus LeLeviim. Each one of them, the Leviim and the Kehanim, are Nizer, that they should only do the specific Avodah that's Miyuchah to them, and not to the other ones of Avodah. And then later, Behemshech, he brings down the din of Meshayr Shashir, and he explains, Ki chol Levi sheyavei b'mikdash zulasi avodas soyam yuchedes loy, any Levi in the Beis HaMikdash that does a different Avodah other than the one that's miyuchet to him, that he was nismana to, including an Avodah of a Kayan or Avodah of a different Levi, chayev misa b'dei shamayim. The Kehanim shouldn't be Isaac and the Avodah of Levim, Avalam Avru Eine Chayev Misa. But that's not Machayev them Misa. So this is Mamish, like we said, that this is a separate din, has nothing to do with Zaris. It's a separate din not to mix around the Minoi. And the Levim that had a full fledged din Minoi, they have an Isser and a Chayev Misa not to go beyond their Minoi, not to do the Avodah of the Kehanim, and not to do a Meshar Shashir either. Whereas the Kehanim, they have an azhara not to be Isaac and the Avodah Salavim, but because it wasn't a full-fledged minoy, therefore they have no chiyav misa. And the Rambam explains that the yisoid of this din is b'meshed din stavsub k'may sha'amar ish ish al avidasoy ve'el masoy. It says in the end of Parshas Bamidbar that every person has his avodah. And it's b'kayach this klal that there is this iser of Meshayr Shashir and a levi to be Isaac and the Avodah Salavim and a kain to be Isaac and the Avodah Salavim. It has nothing to do with the Inyan of Zaras. Now, one last Mayridik Ha'isafa. It comes out that we have two ways of understanding the Isser of Meshayr Shashir. The Pashtus of the Gemara is that that's included in the Din of Zaras because he's Zor Ba'isa Avaida. But from the Rambam it's Mavur, that's not an Inyan of Zaras. It's just an Inyan that a Levi who's Nisman in a specific Avaida has to keep to his Avaida and not overstep the boundaries of his Minoy and go ahead and be Isaac in a different Avaida. There's another Moridik HaMachlekes between the Pashas of our Gemara and the Psak of the Rambam. In our Gemara, it's Mavur that a Misayeya doesn't have a Chi of Misa. In fact, the Gemara brings a whole Shail of Misayeya is Asr Bachlal, and the Gemara originally is Toilet if it's a Chi of Misa, so then Misayeya is Asr Midrabanan al Tzegzera. And if there's no Chi of Misa, it's just an Azhara, so then maybe there's a Makam to say that the Rabbanan weren't Geyser on a Misayeya. But to say that a Misayeya has an Isser Derais and a Chi of Misa, that's out of the question. And the Pashtos is, because that's the general klal, like we find in Masech the Shabbos, Shnayim She'asu, it's not a Maisa. It's missing in the Shem Maisa, it's just a Siyu Abalma. Therefore, there's no Isser Derais. It's just a need in whether or not the Rabbanon were Geizer or not. However, the Rambam says mefurish that there's an iser shelo yisayeya hamesherer l'shayer v'le'asher l'mesherer. It's in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Paragimel, Halacha Yud. And all the Nisa Kelim already matmiya why the Rambam paskens not like our Gemara. But the emes is the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs and Leisa Say Ayin Beis brings down Vayter from the Sifri Zuta, a different girsa in the story between Rabbi Shua ben Hanani and Rabbi Yechon ben Gudgadot than we have in our sugya. His girsa over there is Bikish Rabbi Shua ben Hanani l'sayer Rabbi Yechon ben Gudgadot b'agofes t'losses. Amar lo, he told him Chazor l'acharecha shekvar atam eschayiv b'nafshecha. You're going to be chayiv misa through the siyua ba'alma. So the Rambam paskins Vayter like his girsa in the Sifri Zuta, and not like the girsa that we have with Fanein or our Gemara, that there's a chiyuv misa for being misayaya. And this is Tzarech Bir. Why does misayaya chayiv misa if usually Shnayim Shasu is missing in the Shamaisa? So there's a line from the Kesef Mishnah over there, in Paragimel Halacha Yud. His lashon is, Shekol Shashina Avaydasai, Afilu Kolsho, any levi that's Mishana from his Avayda, even a bit, chayiv misa, Umali sheyehe misayeh. Who cares if it's just a siyu ba'alma? Soif soif harein is asik ba'avoyda sheyne shalai. The mice is being asik and avoyda shalai. Ad kan the sheyne kesef mishnah. And the chayre, this is mamish mitli tali l'shitasam, the pashtus of the Gemara, keneged the understanding of the Rambam. If you go like the pashtus of the Gemara, that mesher shashir is the inyan of zarus, so a mice avoyda idea zar is machayev misa. A siyua, which isn't considered a mice gomer, so there's no ma'isa avoida gemura don idea zar. That's not machayev misa. Whereas according to the Rambam, it's not an inyan of zaris, but it's an inyan not to overstep the minoy, not to go ahead and be misasik on something else that you weren't a smana for. So it's not a ma'isa avoida zaris that's machayev. It's the overstepping what you were in a smana for, being isik on something you weren't a smana for that's machayev. See, even if the etzem ma'isa is only a siyu ba'alma and it's not a full-fledged ma'isa avoida, but like the Kesef Mishnah says, Hari nis'asik v'avayda shein shalai. Soif soif, he's being mis'asik on something else that he wasn't nismana for. That itself is machayev misa, which is why the Rambam l'shitasai and the Sifri Zuta l'shitasai paskin, not like our Gemara, and they hold the fesiyu ba'alma, there's also a chiyuv misa. Adkan this inyan, and adkan this shir, to mesech te'erchen daf yud aleph.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.